Questions by Darson Buckner. What then shall we declare to these things? If God is for us, who is against us? Surely he who spares not his own son, but gives him up for us all, how shall he not, together with him, also be graciously granting us all? Who will be indicting God's chosen ones? God the justifier? Who is the condemner? Christ Jesus, the one dying, yet rather being roused, who is also at God's right hand, who is pleading also for our sakes. What shall be separating us from the love of God in Christ Jesus? Affliction, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? Romans 8:31-35. Do you ever wonder why many of the teachers in the Bible ask questions but didn't necessarily answer the questions? When we tell someone something, they really don't have to think very hard about what we are telling them, because we are giving them information which may not require a response. However, if we ask them a question about the subject matter, they have to think about it and answer it for themselves. Once they answer the question in their own mind, they usually settle on an answer and are at peace with their answer until new data is introduced or presented to them. As we read through Scripture, we should continually ask ourselves questions, especially about why we are settled on a particular answer or view to a question we have asked. Learning and growth is less about the answers we receive from others and more about the questions we ask ourselves. A well-placed question about a particular aspect of Scripture can help us pause to meditate on the Word. The pause and meditation we take allow us to settle into a place about the question. This place we settle into is called our current understanding. If a question doesn't exist, what are the chances of us searching the matter out like a Berean? Acts 17:11. The questions we have about Scripture are blessings which keep our minds on those things above. You will never run out of questions about the written Word. Questions about God's Word equal keeping our minds on things above. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Colossians 3:2 KJV. Be disposed to that which is above, not to that on the earth. Concordant. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. ESV. If we had the answers, we would never have the need to open our Bibles. We mistakenly sometimes think that our belief is truth, when in fact our belief is just the place where God has brought us to an understanding, all for his purpose, of course. And if any man think that he knoweth anything, he knoweth nothing yet as he ought to know. 1 Corinthians 8:2 KJV. If anyone is presuming to know anything, he knew not as yet according as he must know. Concordant. Ask, ask, and ask. Question everything. Some might say the following verses refer to asking and receiving earthly physical things, such as good health, etc. But nowhere is it implied. Or is it? What do you think? How's that $1 million coming that you keep asking him about? Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Matthew 7:7-8, KJV. Request, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. For everyone who is requesting is obtaining, and who is seeking is finding, and to him who is knocking it shall be opened. Concordant. Is it talking about asking and seeking an understanding of Scripture, or physical things you might want or need? To whom was this passage directed? Was this question asked during our current administration of the grace of God? Will we get anything we request? Can we assume that these verses are accurate for us today, to acquire things we may want or need? If so, why? The questions can go on and on and on. Maybe Matthew 7:7-8 is more about being content and coming to a place of understanding about a matter. What do you think? As long as you are asking questions about a verse, belief, or passage in the Bible, your mind will be on things above. It's all about the questions. If you believe that God is sovereign, you can continually ask yourself questions, while not necessarily needing answers, and rest in the fact that he has all the answers. He is in complete control, and he is absolutely in love with you and all of his creation. Whether you feel your questions are answered or not, relax. God is really good at being God, and he has every detail of your life already worked out. Relax and know that I am Elohim, Psalm 46:10.